Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kulach Yofer Ayosi, or Mum Ein Boch, that there's no Mum. It's talking about Sanhedrin there, Mashua, they have no Mum, that they can't be blind. So Mela, Chalitza Tzaraya, Chalitza does not need Dayonim. So that's from Yudas Raya, that Chalitza does not have to be with Dayonim, could even be Bejoitis. For the Gemara V'iduch, Hehili Einay Mayovidlei, is according to Tanakama, that they say the word Ziknei teaches us that even Hejoitis. So why does the Torah have to say the word Leinai? For what person do we need Leinai? We know, anyway Sanhedrin is good. So Morris says, Likud Rav Hu Diyos, it comes from Rav Zdin. The Yomar Rav says like this, Tzricha Dainei Lemechsei Roika, the Konofek Mipume Diyavoma. That what we use the word Einei means that they have to be able to see the spit that comes out of her mouth. When the Yavama spits, that's part of the Chalitza. After she takes off the shoe, after Yavam, then she has to spit in front of him. So when the spit comes out of her mouth, the Dayanim have to see it. That's what it means, Le'enei. Le'enei comes to teach us that Tzrichei Dayanim Lemechsei Reiko Tekonofek Mipumei, the Yavama. When it comes out of her mouth, the Dayanim have to see it. The Pasuk says, Le'enei Hasekeinim V'yokom, that she has to spit in front of the eyes of the Zakenim. That's this drush here. The more of Yiduch, for the more of the other one also, Luchur needs it for this drush. So how does he know to say even Adjaitis? Must be Yiduch, Nami mi boile likudarova. Luchur also, you need the word Leinai for this drush. To teach us that the Sahendim, the Dayonim, or the Adjaitis, they have to be able to see the spit. So the more says, Einach, Nami, take a right. Viela Adjaitis, Minolei. So if so, it's a kasha, according to Rabbi Yudah, how does he know that Hedjaitis is enough? Maybe you have to have Dafka Dayonim. He's like the Tanakhama, the word Ziknei is extra to teach us Hedjaitis. But according to Rabbi Yudah, the word Ziknei is to teach us that you need five, not three. So how does he know Hedjaitis? Maybe the Dafka have to be regular Dayonim. Sumar says, I from the word Leinai. No, we need the word Leinai to teach us that they have to be able to see the spit. But maybe they talk I have to be real Dayonim. So Gemara says, Nafka le mibu Yisroel. It says the word mibu Yisroel, Drashilok, or it says le mibu Yisroel, Swidashin Yisroel koldu. Mash many Yisroels enough. As long as these people are from Yisraelim, even though they're not Sanhedrin, they're Hedjaitis, that's also enough. Gemara says, V'iduch, why don't the Rabbanan use it like this? Vidach Hai Yisro Mayovidlei, the Rabbanan, let's say from the word Ziknei, we know Hedjaitis, so what do they do with the extra word Yisroel? So Mor says, Mi Borda Likritoni, Rav Shmuel Bar Yudah. They need it for Rav Shmuel Bar Yudah's Alocha. That what the Yisroel Vidashina means, Bebezdin Shah Yisroel, Veloi Bebezdin Shah Gerim. That here by Chalitz, it's a special Alocha, you're not allowed to use a Ger. A Ger can't be part of these Hedjaitis to be by the Chalitza. The three people that have to be by the Chalitza have to be a regular Yisroel and not Gerim. Gerim are not kosher to be by the Bezdin of a Chalitza. For the Mar V'iduch, how does the other man, the Yom, know this? If you need the word Yisroel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the word Yisroel to teach us. Hedjaitis, so how does he know that a Ger is no good? So Mar answers, be Yisroel Achrin Aksiv. It says a second time the word Yisroel. Teach us again that Chalitza is only kosher by a regular Yisrael and not by a Ger. For the Mar Vidach, according to the Rabbanan Shita then, why does it say a second time the word Yisrael? Mi Borda Lekratanya, we need it for this Rosha. That Omer Rav Yudah, if Yudah said like this, Pa Machas, it once happened, Ho Yinu Yoishvin Lefnei Rabbi Tarfin, I was once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfin, Ubo Yevoma Lachlitz, and Yevoma came to get a Chalitza. Vi Omar Lonu, Ono Kulchem, and they told us that we should all answer Chalutz HaNoal. We should all answer it together. So that's what the Pasuk says, the word Yisrael. That what everybody should answer together, Beis Chalutz HaNoal. Right, and that's the last Pasuk here. That V'nikra Shemoi be Yisrael, Beis Chalutz HaNoal. So why does it say the word be Yisrael a second time, be Yisrael here? They already set it up on top. Lohakim Luyachiv Shem be Yisrael. Lohakim Luyachiv Shem be Yisrael. It says here a second time, V'nikra Shemoi B'Yisrael, to teach us that everybody has to repeat these words of Beis Chalutz HaNoal. not only the Yavam and the Yavama, but everybody around there also has to repeat it. So that's what we do with this word, Be Yisrael. It teaches us everybody should say together, Beit Chalutz Hanoel.
Yeah.
For the more Yiduch, how does the other man, the Yavama, know this, that everybody around there is supposed to answer back, Chalutz Hanoel, Mi V'nikra Nafka? The Pasuk says V'nikra. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, V'nikra Shemai B'Yisrael. From V'nikra means they should be called. What do you mean it should be called? That everybody that's around there, B'Shas, the given Chlitza, is supposed to say out, Chalutz Hanoel. For the Gemara, good. Ela Mayativ So, V'Koru Shnayim, V'Divru Shnayim. His Hachinam Rav Yehuda, Harei Kantisha. Like Rav Yehuda Dashins, it says the word Zekanim, then it says the word Ziknei, to say you have to have at least four. For the Gemara, it also says the words V'Koruloi, and it says V'Dibrolov. And Pasuk Ches, it says V'Koruloi, Zikneiroi. So maybe say V'Koruloi means another two people. And V'Dibrolov, they speak to him, another two people. So according to Rav Yehuda, you have to have eight, and another one should make nine. So maybe you have to have nine Dayanim B'Shas Chalitza. According to Rabbanan, the only dashing the word to Canaan is two, and now maybe Dibru and maybe the Koru means another four. So maybe you have to have six, and one more makes seven. So Mara says no. These words of the Koru and the Dibru, whom we bother Lekatanya. We need these words for like we learned. The Koru loy. What does that mean? Veloy shlucham. That the Bezdin, the Dayonim themselves have to say this to him. It's not enough to Shliach, but the Bezdin themselves has to say it. For Dibru Elov, what does it mean they talk to him? What are they talking to him about? Melamed Shemasiyim Loi Eitzo Agenis Loi. So you have to give him good advice. Like before the Yavim now comes to make Yibum, the Bezdin, they have to give him good advice. What does that mean? Shimho Yehu Yelid. Let's say the brother that's alive now is a young boy. He's 14 years old. Vizakena, his brother's wife is 65 years old. Arel Suzokin, he's 65 years old. Viyalda, she's 14 years old. Is Omram Loi, we tell him the Yavam, Malachis Eitzo Yalda, what do you have to do with this young girl? You're 65. What do you want with a 14 year old girl? Malach Eitzo Zakena. Or else if you're a young boy, 14, what do you need a 73 year old lady for? Is Klach Eitzo Shekhemoischa? You're better off not marrying her and get married to somebody your age. Don't bring fights into your house. If you're going to marry somebody a different age than you, you're going to end up fighting the whole day. So that's the pshat from the Dibur Elov, that the Bezdin gives him a good Eitzo. It's on that side he wants to make Gibbon. There's Labdak talking about Chalitza. The Dibur Elov means the Chalal. When they come, when the Yavam now comes to Bezdin to know what to do, we talk it over with him. So we're going to on that sound that the Yavam wants to make Yibum, wants to marry her. Sometimes Bezdin talks him out of it. Says Nakadai, it's Nakadai to have these fights. Right. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman. Halacha, what's the halacha? Chalitza v'shloisha. It's enough to have three hedyotis. Hoyel v'stam lon tanaka bosei. Because that's like our Mishnah says, mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha. So that's a stam Mishnah, but that's enough to have three hedyotis. Not like Reb Yudah, you do not have to have five. It's enough to have three. Three is enough. Omar le Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, Ihochi, if so, Miya Nami, Lechur, when an Isha, when a Ketana, a girl that's married, she's a young girl, and she got married only mid Rabbonin. That means she didn't have a father, so only her mother or brother married her off, and it's only Kedusha mid Rabbonin. So halacha is always we had that she keep him in mind. When she's still a ketana, if she doesn't want a husband anymore, she could just say goodbye to her husband. How does she do it though? She has to go in front of a bezdin though. Miyan also has to be in front of a bezdin. How many people have to be there? It's also machlokes. But there's a star mission that says like this, the Tanan. Ha miyan, when the small young girl says goodbye to her husband, via chalitza, or else when an isha receives, gives chalitza, vishloisha, it has to be in front of three. So here there's a star mishnah in Sanhedrin that's mashma that miyon is also enough three. So Gemara says v'chitayim. Maybe you want to say hachinami enechlam. Is that true? That maybe that's the halacha. that by me and also the lacha is, it's enough to give me in front of three people. You don't have to have more. For the more vatanya, we learn not like that. We learn like this. Vatanya, miyun. How many people? How much bezdin do you need? Bishas miyun, beishama yermrim bezdin mumchim. You have to have mamish good bezdin. Bezdin mumchim. You have to have a regular Sanhedrin. You have to have. Also could be three, but they have to be mumchim. They have to have smicha. Yevaita. Ubeisil emrim bebezdin. Vishloi bebezdin. Could be inside bezdin or outside bezdin. So Rashi says bezdin means Sanhedrin, or else outside bezdin. But elu v'yelu moedim shetzara shloisha. They both agree you have to have at least three. The shal is it has to be three mumchim or three or not, but you have to have three. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosef, Machshirim B'Shnayim, they say me could even be done in front of two people. You don't have to have three, it's enough to have two. For Yomar Rabbi Yosef, Bar Min Yumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Alocha Kyosi Yazug, that's the Alocha Taka. That by me and you do not need three, it's enough two. So Chorot Akasha, if you're telling me now we pass in by Chalitza three, because it's a Stam Mishnah, there's a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin also, that Miyah needs three? So, Chura, how do we pass? Not like the Stam Mishnah. So, Mora says, Hosom Chad Stoma, Vacha Trey Stomi. I tell you, by Miyah, it's only one Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Therefore, we don't have to pass in like it. But by Chalitza, there are two Stam Mishnahs. There's a Stam Mishnah here in Yevamis, and there's a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So, since we have two Stam Mishnahs, that chalitz is b'shleisha, that's how we pass in three. For the Mara Hosam Nami Treis Dominenu, by me is also two Stam Mishnahs. The Tanan, Miyano, Oishachotza Befonov, Yisenu. It says the what? That if the Bezdin themselves that gave her Miyan, or gave her chalitza, one of the people are allowed to marry her afterwards. After this Katana said goodbye to her husband, one of the Dayanim that were there, B'shas Miyan, is allowed to marry her. Why? Mifnei shub bebezdin, because it's done in front of a bezdin. Mash bebezdin usually means three people. In other words, the svar is if there's only one person that's matah, then we say this that we're afraid of a chshad that maybe the reason why you were matah because you wanted to marry her, so you're not allowed to marry her. Mashenkin here we have to have three people to take the miyun. So with three people, we're not afraid of the chshad. But I call upon, we see here, how many people do you have to have b'shas miyan? A bezdin is masma three? So it comes out, you have two star mishnis that miyan has to be in front of three? So how come we pass and it's enough in front of two? So what are some differences like this? Eloha sam trey stomi, hocha tlosa stomi. I tell you, by chalitza, there are three star mishnis. Mashen came by miyan, true, you have two, but you don't have three. Since you don't have three, therefore we don't paskin by miyan three. There we paskin two is enough. Mashenkin by chalitza that we have three stam mishnis for chalitza we paskin. You need three. That three is enough. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks like this: Michti, let's see. Hostoma, vostoma, mamanishach. Both halachis is in a stam mishnah. Mali chad stam, mali trey stam, mali tlosa. Like, what should be the difference? The chud of svara is if you have a machlokes someplace, and then in the Mishnah it says a stam one way, that's the way we should paskin. So since you have a stam Mishnah that miyun needs three, so chud we should paskin miyun also needs three. How come we paskin miyun it's enough to have just two? So my answer is like this: Elohim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. In a place where there's a machlokes, it only says the loch of me and stam. That's a chiddush. That's the rabbi paskin this way. The tanam learned like this: smicha sekenim v'eglo arufa b'shloisha. When you have to have smicha by sekenim, you have to have three. Eglo arufa has to be done in front of three. Yeah. Now, Divra Rabbi Yosef, this is all Rabbi Yosef Shita. Rabbi Yudu, I'm a Bechamisha. You yourselves know, Rabbi Yudu Shita is that you need five. Ha Chalitza v'hamiyon b'shloisha. V'loi kapolag Rabbi Yehuda. And in this Stam Mishnah, it says clearly that Chalitza is three, and it doesn't say Rabbi Yudu argues over here. Is Shmamino Hoda by Rabbi Yudu Shmamino. This is a Stam Mishnah that's a Raya that Rabbi Yudu was Chayzer. Because Rav Yehuda talks in this Mishnah. And before Rav Yehuda said a sheet, you have to fight by Egla Rufa. But when it comes to talk about Chalitza and Miyun, the Mishnah only says three, and it does not say Rav Yehuda says five. So it's a right that Rav Yehuda was Chayzer. See, even though it's a Star Mishnah over here also about Miyun, but Miyun, it's no Raya, because nobody was arguing before. But here by Chalitza, it's a pure proof that the man the Yom that it says five, Rav Yehuda, was Chayzer, retracted, and also agrees you only have to have three. So that's why by Chalitza, we pass him for sure, three is enough. You do not have to have more than three. Mar says, Omar Rava. Rava says now, Srichi Dainai Lemikve Duchta. When Dayonim want to make Chalitza, they have to have a special place. Trashi Lemikva Duchta Trash L'Shem Kach. There has to be a special place where the Bezdin is going to be in order to give Chalitza. The Pasuk says, We also Yevimtoi Hasharu Elas Kainim. You have to go up to the gates to this Kainim. Mashmad Rashi Hashara means Mokke Mizumim Lekach Mashma. There's a special set aside for this. There's a special place set aside. That's called the Shara, where does the Kainim give Chalitza. They make Chalitza there. Not to give, but that's where they watch the Chalitza take place. Rav Popov, Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua. Avdi Uvde B'chamisha. Then when they made Chalitza, they made sure they had five Dayanim there. So Chur the Mor says, command Rav Yehuda, mash when they go according to Rav Yehuda Shita. I vohoda bay. I would just want a proof that Rav Yehuda himself was Chayza. Rav Yehuda told us enough to read. You don't have to have five. So Gemara says, lifrasu me milsa. That he had five was not because of pi aloch, you have to have five Dayanim. It's enough to have three. He just wanted to be mefursim that everybody should know about it. So Rashi says two reasons. Either the chalutzi v'lo linsevo l'kain, that a kohen should not marry her, so we want everybody to know that she's a chalutza. Inami the lacy in shivliksvul Allah. Or else we want people to know that she's not a yevamer anymore, and whoever wants to has a right to marry her. So therefore, stam should be first, and everybody should know that she received chalutza. That's why we do it in front of five people, but not because that's the halacha. Right, turn over. Right, the same thing. Rav Ashi yikloy levei Rav Kana. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana. Omalei, solok mar legabon. So when Rav Ashi went to visit Rav Kana, they told Rav Ashi, come to us. Solok mar legabon lemluya bechamisha. In order to add up to have five here, in other words, they were in the middle of watching a chalitza, and he wanted them to be there, that there should be five people, five dayon in the shasta chalitza. Again, and Omar of Kano have kim na kaim the Rav Yehuda, the Yomali to sak lizirs of the koni, come and bring me this pile of konim of reeds. What does that mean? Come to this place. Let's the roof of Bechamisha. That again, we want to have five people. We're in the middle of making a chalitz here. We need five people. Omru lois, we said back to them, lo mali chamisha, why do you have to have five? We just got finished paskening. It's enough three dayonim. By chalitza, all you have to have is just three dayonim, even three adyotis. Omaluhu, ki hechad lafarsa milsa, enechnami. Not because halachi you have to have five, but stam, I want everybody to know, I want it to be mefursim. It should be spread out, everybody should know that this isha received chalitza. Either that a kohen should not marry her, or else that, b'chlal, she's allowed to get married now. She's not a yevam l'shuk anymore. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Have koi kaim with Rav Yehuda. He was once near Rav Yehuda. Omala, he also told him, Sak tol lezirz of the koni, come near this place where we're keeping the reeds, that's the roof of Bechamisha, in order to have five people by the chalitza. For what purpose? Again, lefrasum milsa. That everybody should know about it, that this isha has chalitza. Omala, Tanina, we learned like this. We had before, the pasuk says two times be Yisrael. One time is teaching us, it has to be bebezdin Yisrael, for loy bebezdin shogerim. A ger cannot be on the bezdin b'shas chalitza. That's why we have to have three dayonim, even at joytis, but one cannot be a ger. So he said back, we are no ger, no, I'm a ger, therefore I can't be part of the bezdin. Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said like this, kegoin Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, like this Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, ma'afikna ma'moyna apumei, I trust him that I'll take out money because of what he says.
In other words, if he would say somebody owes money, I'd believe him, and I'd make the person pay money. For the Gemara, is that true? You really think you take out money because of him? For the terrorist says, whenever you want to tell somebody he owes money, you have to have two edim, and the edechot is not enough by dina mamnis. Only by isurim an edechot is enough. But by dina mamnis, the klal is always, al pi shnayim edim. So what do you mean to say true? You see, he's telling the truth, so you could trust him. But I call upon him an edechot is not nema by mammon. For money matters, you have to have two edim. Elo, what he meant to say is like this, morana shtar apume. Because of him, I would say a shtar is no good. So Drashi, the bottom Rashi, the Oymar, Yodana be the Priya, if he would say over that I know this shtar is paid up already, Lo Mizakina Lemigva be, I would believe him and not let them collect money. Like this, if I have a shtar saying you owe me money, I have a right to collect the money, I have a shtar. But if he would say that this shtar was paid up, I would believe him. For this is not called you being Moitzi Mamin, it's called you being Machtik money. For this, he would trust him. Omar Rav, Rav said like this,